To French President. He's acknowledged this during a summit of the French-speaking nations in Tunisia, but he added that French remains the universal language of the African continent. So, joining us this morning on the line, we have Dr. Saif Africano from the Institute for Pan-African Thought at the University of Johannesburg. Dr. Africano, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman, and thank you for the opportunity. Let me start by saying hello to your listeners, yeah.
So is the usage of the French language decreasing on the African continent as a result of the prevalence of English, or is there more to it than that?
Do you have a direct, you know, data on that? You know, I really doubt. We have to have, you know, a good survey on this. But remember, you know, the French language is more institutionalized than the English in Africa, especially on those colonized countries. Even beyond the colonized countries, you know, the French has a good presence. You know, they are promoting French language in a very institutional base. I can't speak whether it's declining or inclining yet.
So, when the French president says that French remains the universal language of the African continent, what does he mean?
Look, I mean, we can't deny some facts. Like French is the second language, you know, worldwide. And also, don't forget that more than 29 nations of African countries, they speak French language. Also, 11 out of 55 countries, I think, it's a national language. I mean, it's officially declared language. So it has a good presence in any way. And don't forget that the population of DRC and Ivory Coast are very big. And these two capital cities also, they are speaking, you know, widely. So I think he is trying to emphasize that. That's my perception, yeah.
What is the relationship currently between French colonies in Africa and France?
It's very historical. They have been here for more than 400 years. I mean, and after Berlin, 200 years, and still they have a presence, you know. They have financial muscle and they have a direct link with their colonies, so they have a big influence, which is undoubtable. I mean, also until recent time, you know, they have they had what they call it military presence, especially on the Sahel region, and still they have a big base in Djibouti. We have to look at this all perspective. You know, they are present. But, you know, the dynamics is changing, but we don't know which direction it will go. In the absence of, you know, African language, what I mean by that is we don't have, you know, a common language which we can speak, you know, among Africans. So we have to use still French, English, Portuguese, maybe to some extent Spanish. I think that's my view.
Finally, then, I mean, how would you describe the impact of the French language on Africa as a whole?
It has different perspective. I mean, back in days, it was considered like a prestige, you know, having, you know, if you go to French Cameroon or French Ivory Coast, they call themselves, I'm a French Ivorian, I'm a French Cameroonian, and so on. So it is attached with civilization or the attached with primordial expression and so on. Also, don't forget that there is a big trade between French. When we talk about French language, it's not only French, also we have to consider also Belgium. So there is a big trade between Africa and these countries and the rest of the world as well. And the other thing, as I have said, you know, lack of African, you know, big language, widespread language French remain, you know, one of the dominant languages in the continent. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Saif, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Amen. The same here.